On October 15th, 51, I Love Lucy made his debut. It co-starred Vivian Vance, William Frawley as their two best friends, and then that set the stage for the storylines that dealt with marital issues, women in the workplace, suburban living.
The older couple, landlords of the apartment building, were not in the original TV show that they did. And when they did enlarge the script and decided to have a couple, Lucy wanted to have Gail Gordon and Bea Benaderet. But both Gail and Bea had other commitments. Mark Daniels was the director, the first director of I Love Lucy. And he knew Vivian Vance. She had been a stage actress and really kind of glamorous. She wasn't sure she wanted that part of the frumpy landlady, even though it made her a household name. But she and Lucy did become great friends and worked together so well. Frawley had done a million movies, everything from musicals to gangster movies in the 40s and 30s. But he had kind of a bad reputation for drinking, and Desi was warned against hiring him. But Desi met with him, liked his look, wanted him for the part, and said to him, "I hear these stories about you, but if you ever show up drunk, that'll be the last time." And Frawley said, "I never will." And he didn't. He didn't. He was just wonderful. But he also, he would tear his pages out of the script and learn his part. And I heard stories, a lot of these stories have been told to me by Cleo and Lucy and other people, because I wasn't there. But Frawley would tear his pages out with his lines on it and learn them. And then at one point they were rehearsing and he said to Desi, "That's not funny." And Desi said, "Well, if you read the whole script, it would be." So,
Wanda, was it true that Vivian Vance and Frawley didn't really get along?
Well, that is true. And the story I heard about it, Frawley overheard Vivian say something to the effect that, "People think I'm really married to that old goat." And Frawley says, "Well, you ain't no peach, honey. But you know, you would never, ever know that they didn't like each other. They were so professional. And it just never showed. They could do their job no matter what they thought about each other."
And also, Vivian Vance, was she actually younger and they made her look frumpier, or was she actually older than Lucy?
She was just, I think she was 1 year older than Lucy.
Okay.
Vivian Vance's sister, Lou Ann Graham, is a good friend of mine. I met her in the 60s. There's as much difference in Vivian and Lou Ann's age as me and one of my sisters. But Lou Ann was the baby and Vivian was the older one. And I'm the oldest in my sisters, and my youngest sister is quite a bit younger. But anyway, I met Lou Ann and we stayed in touch. Lou Ann has been to my house here at the lake visiting. She lives in Albuquerque and has for many years. But they were born just over the border in Kansas, Independence and Cherryvale. Both Vivian and Lou Ann were born up there. Kansas is very proud of their stars, and they've invited Lou Ann up there to celebrate Vivian Vance Days or something. And when I saw Lou Ann quite a few years ago at the Lucy Museum, she told me they were inviting her to come up to Kansas. I said, "If you do, I'll pick you up in Tulsa. You spend a few days with me, and I'll go with you. I got lots of cousins up there." So that's what we did. She's been to my house twice now, and she says she's going to come again.
Was everybody a quick study? Did they all memorize their lines in a hurry, or was one not able to keep up?
Well, I think the actors were so professional, they could learn their parts. It's just that Lucy made them go over and over and over. She made them rehearse so much more than they were normally used to. But I've heard the stories when Tallulah Bankhead did the show. Tallulah was a famous stage actor and an excellent stage actor. But at rehearsal, sitting around the table and even on their feet moving, Tallulah, she knew what to do, but she said, "Well, yeah, I'll do it that way at the show." And Lucy wanted it done that way from the very beginning. She worried and worried and worried and argued with Tallulah. They had disagreements over it, but I guess Desi probably talked her into just let it go. So on show night, Tallulah was so perfect. It just wasn't the way Lucy wanted to work. But I saw it myself when Joan Crawford did our show. I guess it was a Here's Lucy. Joan was widowed by that time. She'd been married to the head of Pepsi Cola, I think. She was hired to play herself, but Lucy and Vivian had had car trouble and went up to the front door of this big, beautiful home and found Joan Crawford mopping the floor. And they thought she was on the skids and hard times, and they were trying to figure out how to help her. That was the storyline, but Joan would take a nip now and then. Early morning rehearsals, Joan would be taking a nip now and then. And so Lucy said, fire her. Told Gary, says, you've got to fire her. It's my show. I can't be responsible for her not to do her job. But Gary went, and Joan says, oh, my God, I've never been fired in my life. She says, I'll do it. Don't. So they didn't fire her. And she did turn in an absolutely perfect performance. But that's how Lucy was, just so insistent. You know, she's a perfectionist, but that's not a dirty word in my book. No. It wasn't in Lucy's book either.
Well, and it showed in the shows that they did. The Isle of Lucy,
showed.
I mean, you could tell. It was flawless, yet it acted like they were just ad-libbing it as they went along.
First time,
it's just amazing.
Yeah.